SBS Dutch, woensdag en zaterdag om 11 uur 's ochtends of online op elk gewenst tijdstip.
The World Ended on Mango Street is een documentaire die gaat over een Nederlandse vrouw in een jappenkamp in Indonesië. De Australische Thomas studeert film en de Franse Jean-Baptiste doseert film. En samen zijn ze bezig om het oorlogsverleden van de oma van Thomas te ontrafelen. Zijn oma, Yvonne Holman, was geïnterneerd tijdens de Tweede Wereldoorlog in een jappenkamp in Indonesië. Mijn collega Joppie Witsand sprak met beide jonge mannen in onze studio in Melbourne en vroeg aan Thomas iets meer over zijn oma te vertellen.
She was a very mysterious and exotic woman, and I'd always wanted to know exactly what happened to her, because she had this great presence within my family, including over my mother. I wanted to find out why exactly that was. So she was born in the Dutch East Indies in 1922, you know, the wealthy life of a colonist. Her father would come back from the jungle and bring back exotic animals. She, you know, was going to become a lawyer. And then the Japanese invaded in 1942, and she was imprisoned in Semarang, which is a small city in Java. What happened was is she stayed in Indonesia for a while. At that time, the Indonesians were revolting against the Dutch. But straight after that, she was repatriated to Australia, to Sorrento, which is about an hour and a half outside of Melbourne. And then she was sent back to the Netherlands. She stayed there for a whole year, and then she moved to England and then back to Australia. I should mention that the reason why she moved to England was because in Australia, she met a man who would become her husband, and he met the love of his life and followed her back to the Netherlands, but found that he couldn't speak Dutch. And so he decided to move to England. And then he said, well, look, you know, I want to get back to my family and, you know, let's move to Australia. And she said, yes. And then she spent the rest of her life in Australia.
So what's the mystery that you're trying to uncover with your grandmother in this documentary?
There are two big mysteries. The first is that she never spoke about what happened in World War II. So what kind of things happened? You know, was she beaten? What happened to her family? We know little bits and pieces, like the fact that her family was separated. She went to a woman's camp with her mother, and her brothers went to a male camp. We also want to find out what happened after the war. Again, as I said, we know little bits and pieces, you know, where what country she stayed in straight afterwards and where she went to, where she initially settled. But after that, it's all a very big blur. The causes of this are that my grandmother would interact with her children in a very specific way, really reflected her fear of the outside world. And this in turn affected her children and their interaction with the world as well. And so what we're trying to do is answer all of those questions.
We have sort of a similar background when it comes to family. My grandparents went through a very similar story in Europe, though. It had very similar consequences on the family dynamics. When I met with Tom, when he told me about the story, the resemblance with my family story struck me. But not just that, before Australia, I lived for about 7 years in Southeast Asia, including 2 years in Indonesia. And the second thing that struck me was that I'd never heard of the story of the men and women, Dutch women, men and women that were sent to those concentration camps, and how much impacted, well, of course, their own lives, but as well the lives of their children. The secrecy was very thick, and I could tell that the family was still paying the consequences of the secret.
So the documentary is called The World Ended on Mango Street.
And what made you choose that title? Why not The World Began at Mango Street?
The reason we chose this title has to do with the name of the place where Yvonne Holman was kept during the war. We went to Indonesia about 3 months ago to explore and visit the place where Yvonne Holman had been kept during the war. to find a concentration camp. The, what used to be the concentration camp is now a district of the city of Semarang that's called the Mango District. There's even, right by the entrance of the district, you have this big portal with two massive mangoes standing by the entrance, facing each other. It's very strange sight. But anyway, the district is divided in streets, and each street is called Mango Street number 1, Mango Street number 2, and the street where Evan Holman lived, rather the barrack where she stayed, was on Mango Street number 7. Why did the world end there? I mean, you're Dutch yourself, so, I mean, you know what the Japanese invasion meant for the Dutch colonial empire. It was the end of the Dutch colonies. I think it was the end as well of the life, or at least the lifestyle as well, the life projects of many of the people who lived in Indonesia at the moment, or the Dutch East Indies. In the case of this woman, which I think she was very much an example of, you know, a liberated woman actually of the 20th century. She was about to become a lawyer, and she was about to work for the League of Nations. She was, of course, well-educated and, you know, strong-minded, somebody who certainly would have made a big difference. She was one of the earliest feminists, and I think, yeah, she could have become a role model. But the Japanese put an end to that, and everything that she had planned for her own life ended there. It ended there, and she, after the war, the family was unable to reunite. The father of Evan Holman had been heavily tortured and lost his mind in the camp. His wife as well just went through major trauma. She was very sick and had to take care of the kids, who themselves had been traumatized by their own experience. So some of them, you know, the whole family went back to Holland. In the meantime, Evan Holman met John Watson, and her life changed radically. I mean, she was born there, you know. What I think that struck me again through the different interviews we had with people who lived there is how they refer to that part of the world as the lost paradise. So she wasn't able to go back to the earliest memories of her life. So a lot of things, you know, very vital, very important things in life disappeared because of what happened on Mango Street.
Initially, we started off as trying to piece together the fragments that were left behind. And, you know, one way of doing that would be to go to Indonesia and find answers, very strong answers that would help to understand why Yvonne was the way she was. But instead, what we found was more questions. What really defined that was the fact that the house where she stayed was completely demolished, as was all of the houses in that area. So you would never know that it was anything other than a nice district, a very middle-class Indonesian district.
You've got footage from way back, family footage. You filmed in Australia, I'd imagine. You filmed in Indonesia. What's the next step? Because the documentary isn't finished yet, is it?
We are going over to the Netherlands to interview my great-uncle, who is my grandmother's brother, youngest brother. His name is Robert Holman. And he is the sole survivor of that family, and he's the only one that can answer the questions to do with what happened to the Holman family after World War II. And then after that, editing, script writing, and any sort of colour correction and technical problems, we go over that.
So two young documentary makers going on a historic journey, but this whole process has been a bit of a personal journey for yourselves as well, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. I think the biggest thing for me has been that we've answered questions about my grandmother's life that have really been defining within my whole family. And this is a really good opportunity for us to heal and for us to explain and articulate what we're feeling all about since my grandmother's death and what her life meant for us. More importantly, it's an opportunity to do justice to a person, to a story that has been ignored, and it's for them to get justice.